You're listening to SBS News.
Why are we willing to live with this carnage? Why do we keep letting this happen? Where in God's name is our backbone to have the courage to deal with it and stand up to the lobbies? It's time to turn this pain into action for every parent, for every citizen in this country. We have to make it clear to every elected official in this country. It's time to act.
That's U.S. President Joe Biden speaking in May following the deadly mass shooting at a school in Uvalde, Texas, in which 19 children and two teachers died. Now, a U.S. House of Representatives committee is investigating the companies that make the guns used in America's plague of mass shootings. The committee focused its investigation on five major gun makers and found they took in a combined total of more than $1 billion in revenue over the past 10 years from the sale of AR-15-style semi-automatic firearms which mimic the look of military-style weapons. Committee Chairwoman Carolyn Maloney says the AR-15-style weapons are not meant for the general public to use.
This is an ultra-deadly weapon engineered to kill enemy soldiers on the battlefield. Yet the gun industry has flooded our neighborhoods, our schools, and even our churches and synagogues with these deadly weapons and has gotten rich doing it.
Daniel Defense, the company that made the gun used in Uvalde, raised its revenue from $40 million in 2019 to more than $120 million last year. The company sells weapons like that on credit and advertises that financing can be approved in seconds. Representative Maloney again.
Our investigation also found that gun manufacturers use dangerous marketing tactics to sell assault weapons to the public. That includes marketing to children, preying on young men's insecurities, and even appealing to violent white supremacists. Finally, we found that even as guns kill more Americans than ever, none of those companies take even basic steps to monitor the deaths and injuries caused by their products. This is beyond irresponsible.
But Marty Daniel, the chief executive of Daniel Defense, averted responsibility for the recent mass shootings, blaming the perpetrators and failures in gun laws.
These acts are committed by murderers. The murderers are responsible. Okay.
And Christopher Kilroy, the CEO of another gun manufacturer, Sturm, Rudger & Company, concurs, saying you can't blame an inanimate object for a crime. A failure in gun laws is responsible.
I don't consider the modern sporting rifles today that my company produces to be weapons of war. And like all Americans, I grieve, you know, when we read about these tragic incidences. You ask what the industry has done and what our company has done and can do. One of the things you reference with the Sutherland Springs situation. In that case, the evil person who perpetrated those crimes and committed those murders was allowed to buy a firearm that, frankly, he should not have been allowed to do.
The Sutherland Springs church shooting Mr. Kilroy mentioned occurred in November 2017 when Devin Patrick Kelly killed 26 people and wounded 22 others at the First Baptist Church in Sutherland Springs, Texas. Republican committee member James Comer supported the manufacturers and cited the constitutional right to bear arms. He says restricting gun ownership simply doesn't work.
Ironically, cities with the worst crime rates are the hardest place to buy guns. Years of gun control laws in cities like New York and Chicago have failed. That's why I will continue to protect the rights of all law-abiding gun owners who safely use, store, and carry firearms, including the AR-15, which is the most popular rifle in the United States. It's become clear that the two parties in Washington have very different solutions of putting an end to the violent crime wave across the nation. Republicans want to target criminals. Democrats want to target lawful gun owners and take away their guns.
Carolyn Maloney says it should be obvious to the American people that Congress needs to take action.
I hope the American people are paying attention today. It is clear the gun makers are not going to change unless Congress forces them to finally put people over profits.
Alan Lee, SBS News.